This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is a Joy 94.9 podcast presented by Paul Anthony with the assistance of the Gay and Lesbian Liaison Officers, Victoria Police, Crime Stoppers and Joy 94.9 working together to make our community safe.
Gay and lesbian radio for everyone. Joy 94.9.
Paul Anthony with you on the conch with the Gay and Lesbian Liaison Officers, Gabby and Scott. So Scotty, now you're in Southern Star.
Yes.
And you are sort of every second week.
Every second week, yeah. Right. There's a Glow article. It's usually me, but we try and get some other Glows when they've got some free time to write 500 words, which is not necessarily always easy for them to be able to do. I've written this one in there, and I've been contacted about this a few different times, about people concerned about, I suppose, what you might term a bit of a vigilante sort of thing at public sex locations or beats. And this one was really recent. I had a man, I'll call him Man One, because I can't say his name. It's the easiest thing to do. Man One contacted me to say that he was at a park and he travels between work locations and stops in parks to fill in paperwork on the way. And he was in a park, sitting there in his car doing the paperwork, when he heard a woman yelling, "Don't run over me, don't run over me." He's got out of his car to see if he can assist her. And as he walked up to her, the lady raised her mobile phone and took a photo of him. And she sort of started to rant and rave at him about how disgusting he was, and she knew what he got up to there, and that what she knew what men got up to at this location, and that there were children there and all of that sort of stuff. And the man one noticed also that she was blocking in a car who was attempting to leave, and she was holding him there so that the police could arrive to also speak to him about this disgusting behaviour, which nobody had been involved in any sort of sexual activity at all. It was just her perception of what was going on. So ultimately, the man tried to have a bit of a discussion with her. She wasn't interested at all. She said that she was sending all the photos to the police station, and he sort of got, "Well, I've done nothing wrong." He got back into his car and finished his paperwork. She let the other car go because the police didn't arrive, and she left a short time later, and then he left. But it got him to thinking, he's in a company car. Would the police, if they got the photos, call him at his company? And now, he's an openly gay man, so he was a little bit concerned about any sort of insinuation that might be made as a result of being a gay man and being at a park and the police making contact. So first of all, he wanted to make contact with me about what would the police do with the photos if they were given the photos, and would they make contact with his work location. So we had a bit of a conversation about that, and I contacted the local police station to make sure that, you know, they were well and truly aware of it. But basically, the answer is no, the police wouldn't make contact with your work in these circumstances, because we have to see that an offence is occurring. So if the photos were showing us an offence, like we do with Crime Stoppers each week, there's clearly a crime being committed. So that's why we distribute the photos. But in this situation, there was no crime being committed. A man was sitting in a park filling out paperwork. I don't remember seeing that in the Crimes Act anywhere.
What about the man that was sitting in the other car?
Once again, there was no evidence to suggest that he was committing any crime. People have a right to sit in a public place. A park is a public place. And so he had a right to be sitting in his car. Even if he was waiting there for another man to have sex with, the waiting is not an offence. The only time that there is an offence is when he actually engages in sex with another man in view of a public place. She got a photo of that, then we might be able to do something about it.
What about the lady taking a photo of the man without his permission?
Once again, it's in a public place, so photos are okay in a public place. There are some regulations around taking photos of children in public places, but in this particular circumstance, you can take a photo in a public place. That's not an issue. The fact that she was preventing the other car from leaving is a concern. That might be considered to be an unlawful imprisonment. That she's preventing the man from going about what he needs to be able to do for no reason, that she didn't have a power of arrest in those circumstances because he'd not committed a crime.
Does this happen a lot?
I don't know that it happens a lot, but I get phone calls. I don't know about whether Gabby's ever had a phone call like this, but since 2003, I've probably had half a dozen phone calls saying that this sort of thing had occurred at beat locations. I'm certainly aware of instances where local residents have taken it into their own hands to try to convince men not to be there, and that's involved things like rocking cars, so shaking the car. I know that in other instances they've hit them with baseball bats and things like that to try and stop it from occurring, so there are instances of that. And the difficult thing about this is, in this particular instance, the man rang me anonymously. So there's not a great deal that we can do to act on it. And even in those other instances I was talking about with baseball bats and the shaking in the cars and that sort of stuff, it's all done anonymously. And I understand why people feel the need to do that, and I don't have an issue with that. But it is important that we know. So I've let the local police down there know that this incident has occurred, and they'll keep an eye out for the lady and have a discussion with her about what's appropriate behaviour and what's inappropriate behaviour in these circumstances.
And this type of behaviour may happen and is likely to happen more often than we're aware of, because people aren't reporting to us. And it was lucky that this gentleman has called Scott to let him know this has happened, but we don't know how many other times this woman or other people have done similar types of things, and the police aren't made aware of it because nobody thinks of calling us, because perhaps they don't think it's important enough, or perhaps they think that we will think they're committing an offensive behaviour having sex in a public place, in view of a public place. But it's this sort of information that the police need to be aware of, and if we're not told, we can't do anything about it.
So one of the things that's really important is we understand that some people don't want to contact the police, even anonymously. So the Anti-Violence Project, which exists within the gay and lesbian community, is a really good source to be able to make reports, and you can do it anonymously online. And
I wouldn't be able to ring the police anonymously because I wouldn't be able to say the word.
Obviously.
Yeah. Get yourself across to the Southern Star paper. You can pick it up at all the good outlets. And page number 8, you'll see titled, What's Going On? And Scotty's little article is there. And for more information, you can get across to police.vic.gov.au to check out the glows. Well, until next week, Gay and Lesbian Liaison Officers will be back.
If you have any knowledge concerning any crime, call Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000 or visit crimestoppers.com.au. If it's an emergency, always call 000.
The Victoria Police Glows, Crime Stoppers and Joy 94.9, working together to help make our community safe.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.